Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Which new driver is best for your game? Who makes the best golf gear? Where should you take your next golf vacation? Which local course should you get to know better? This is the Business of Golf, every week on Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back in Golf in the Northwest here on this first Saturday of summer. And as a lot of people are out playing in solstice tournaments and events as we are, We wanted to focus on another one of the hidden gems down here in the Willamette Valley, Spring Hill Golf Club down in Albany. And joining us now, we are pleased to have PGA head professional Dan Ostrin, who is a longtime resident down in the Valley, a former player at Oregon State. Then moved to the Tri-City, started his golf school, spent some time in Bend at Widgie Creek, which is a favorite of ours over in Central Oregon, but for the last several years has been at Spring Hill Golf Club down in Albany. Good morning, Dan. How are things down there in the Valley?
Good morning, Jason. It's great. It's been a busy spring, and we're anticipating a very busy summer.
Well, I know, and the weather has been just about as ideal as I can imagine over the last 4 or 5 years. No extremes one way or the other. So most of the courses have had the ability to really dial in their conditions, the fairways, the greens. With mild temperatures, but relatively dry. How has the weather allowed Spring Hill to really dial in their conditions the way you want them?
Yeah, it's been great. We've been lucky. We came out of winter. Obviously, at every golf course, it's that what happens in the winter can affect what's going to happen in the spring and the summer. And, you know, between various fungi or bacteria or whatever that can affect all the golf courses, we had a great winter and the course is in great shape.
Well, and you mentioned you played at Oregon State there for when they were ranked top 25 a few years back, tried to give it a go, as I think most collegiate players do that get to that level, see if they can make a career out of it, playing the Hooters Tour, the Nike Tours, those sorts of things. How did that experience develop? And I'm always curious, when you come to that decision that the tour is just not in your future, How you decide you want to stay involved in golf, or have you had enough and you want to go do something completely different?
Well, I think from an early age, I knew I wanted to be in the golf business. And of course, like every person that plays every sport, I think, gosh, doing it for a living is great. And until you get out there and realize that, boy, there's a lot of players that are really good. And I'm old enough to be pre-Tiger, and they were still a lot of really good players. So, I gave it a go for a year or two, and I wasn't good enough, or I didn't at least have the dedication to stick with it. And I remember I came, this is actually my second time at Spring Hill. I was in Tri-Cities, as you mentioned, for about a year, and I taught, and then I came to Spring Hill as an assistant, and I think in the back of my head, I always thought, well, maybe I'd go play again. And I enjoyed playing. We have a lot of our section and chapter tournaments the PGA puts on, and that kept my competitive juices flowing. And, you know, a year or two goes by, and before you know it, I kind of moved into the club professional realm, and I still got to play with my friends and got to be competitive in this area. And I never looked back. And as I said, I've been a golf pro since then at clubs, and I love it. I'm lucky to get to do what I do.
Well, for those that aren't familiar with Spring Hill there in Albany, North Albany, what is it about that course? Obviously, you know, playing there at Oregon State, we're familiar with it in the Valley, but it might be a little hidden gem compared for a lot of people. Some people might assume it's just a private course, but what is it about Spring Hill that has had you come back to it?
Well, I actually grew up in Albany. I grew up as my parents are members of Spring Hill. They're still members here. So I grew up playing here, went to Oregon State, played at Oregon State. Tristan Tree had just opened when I went to school there. And then when I came back as the assistant in 1997, 98, one of the cool things about our golf course is it's one of the few in the country, that has 6 par 3s, 6 par 4s and 6 par 5s. And other than going from hole number 9 to hole number 10, you will never play the same par in a row. So it's super unique in that sense.
And so you're really going to have the experience of using every club in the bag.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. You are. We're not long. It was built in 1961. The golf course was originally a member-owned private club. And then in about 2005, it was purchased by a single owner, and they still own it to that day. So they've now owned it for about 20 years. With a lot of golf, it's evolved, and we went from being a private facility. And in about 2008, they began allowing basically into a semi-private model, allowing some outside play. And then really since COVID and really the explosion that golf has seen across the globe, basically, our outside play, our non-member play, has even expanded even more.
Chatting here with Dan Oster, the head professional down there at Spring Hill. And so since COVID, you know, and the boon, obviously, with people wanting something to do, so they're, you know, not going cabin fever stir crazy in the houses, how much retention have you seen from new golfers coming in? How much did it spur the instruction process? I know you had your schools there, so lessons and instruction is a big piece of what you do down there. How much retention have you had, and how has it changed kind of how you go about day-to-day operations there as a head professional?
With everyone, with the growth, especially the last 24 months, our staffing, I've almost had to double my number of staff. Like I said, we were a semi-private facility that probably had a lot more member play than outside play, and that operates differently than a facility that does a lot more public play. In general, our rounds have grown probably 30 or 40%, with just more people means there's more cart kids, there's more sales in the golf shop. There's more people looking for instruction. So kind of across the board, my assistant has now started to give more lessons. I give more lessons, but even my time is limited just because we got to run the golf shop. And then trying to grow what we carry in the shop as well, just as merchandise with new golfers, they want the new fun toys. And so we've also tried to expand what we have in the shop so that you can come here and be a one-stop shop and look at all the brands, and from drivers to putters to wedge to irons, and we've tried to grow our fitting as well.
Well, and you've got a standalone website, whymakeabogey.com, that is backed by the golf shop there. So people, if they're wanting to come down there, but people up here in Portland can take a look and see everything before they head on down, maybe for a fitting or a lesson, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I set up a website about a year ago. Like you said, it was called whymakeabogey.com. And it is really just a continuation of what we have in the shop in order to help grow what I'm able to carry. I am one of the few pros around in the state that I still own my own golf shop, so it's how I also make a living. But wanting to carry more here, trying to expand that reach, it makes it a little easier to put a little more money in and bring current product in, knowing that I could also sell it to a guy in Portland or a guy down in Eugene or down in Medford that maybe his club doesn't have whatever the Callaway 7 would in stock, but I've got it here in stock and I can get it to him in a couple of days. So that's definitely something new for me, and I'm kind of learning as I go on how the whole website and online sales work, but it's been fun.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's a full facility down there, driving range, practice areas, all of that for the public. So if you're going to go trek down here, you know, it's an hour drive. So obviously you got to plan for it if you're coming from the Portland area. But you can take advantage of everything down there if you're going to go. And you've got the punch pass, and that probably is worth it if you plan on, you know, like the course, you know, you're going to go down there. Just, you know, scheduling's always tough, but that punch pass really makes it easy.
Yeah, and as going from, what was a private member, so we still focus a lot on our members and our membership, but we've seen a big growth really since the COVID golfers, that there's players that they may want to play 10, 15, 20 times a round, and maybe financially being a full-blown annual member doesn't either work in their time frame, their schedule, or their budget. We added this year 10-round punch passes, so players can save, it's about a 20% savings. Right now, they don't expire. So if someone wants to buy them, they don't expire in 6 months or even a year. You can purchase a 10-round punch pass. We offer them for 18 holes, for 9 holes, or you can buy a combo pass that is good for 5 18 holes or 5 9-hole rounds. And again, we're trying to make it easier for the guys that are, or players that are coming in, and maybe they're not ready to step into a full-blown membership where they're going to play 50 or 60 times around at one course, but we certainly want them to come out and experience Spring Hill and what we have to offer.
Dan Ostrin's the head professional there at Spring Hill Golf Club down in Albany. And you guys started your own tournament series. We've seen a lot of courses that will do this for not only members, but open to the public. And you've got the Valley Cup tournament series now in its second year. And this is something that's, again, open to the public if you're looking for a little competition.
Exactly right. Like a lot of courses and clubs do, we would have a smattering of one-day events throughout the year for our members and public to play in. And a couple of years ago, I reached out to a bunch of local businesses and looking for some sponsors and basically tried to tie our events together. And so what we came up with, it's a six-event series. We started in March. We do one event in March, April, May, and June. We skip July and August, and then we do September and October. They're all two-person team events. They ran from a scramble to a shamble to a best ball, and some various different formats in all the events. And then similar to like the PGA Tour does a FedEx Cup point, the more you get points just for participating. And then based on your finish within your flight, we often have two or three flights each event, gross and net payouts each tournament. But you get a certain number of points. And then at the end of the year, the top 30 point getters split some extra prize money. And that all comes from our great sponsors that allow us to do it. And we're just trying to grow it. We basically right now do one shotgun a day. These are all Saturday events. We do an AM shotgun. And right now we have room for 60 teams. They've all been filling. The goal, as we keep moving in the future years, we'd love to have enough to where we can do 120 teams and do an off afternoon and a morning shotgun. Again, we're just kind of taking it year by year and just trying to get it growing and give more opportunities for people to come out and play some fun tournament golf.
There you go. Well, for people here in the Portland area that maybe haven't played or haven't been down there for quite some time, what are maybe a couple of signature holes or some local knowledge that they'll want to bring with them if we can send them down your way?
Sure. The biggest thing here is you got to keep it in play. From our longest tees, we're only 6,500 yards, built in 1961, so it's kind of an old school, traditional, very tree-lined golf course. Because we have the 6 par 5s, 6 par 4s, and 6 par 3s, the 6,500 yards can be a little deceiving because it can play longer than that. But you definitely got to keep it in the short grass. Our greens are usually in pretty great shape. I think they're rolling about 10, 5, 11, right on the step meter right now. And because of coming out of winter with such great conditions, we're getting a lot of roll on the fairway. So, like I said, it's in great shape. I invite everybody to come down and check us out.
There you go. What's the best way to get information on the course?
So you can visit our website. It's albany-golf.com. Or, of course, give us a call in the golf shop anytime, 541-926-6059 is our phone number. And anyone in the golf shop will be able to help you out.
Fantastic. Dan Ostrin, the head PGA professional at Spring Hill Golf Club. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes for us, and I'll have to make my way down very soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Jace. Thanks for talking with me.
There you go, Dan Ostrin. Hey, you're looking for somewhere to go? Have a little day adventure and let golf be your vehicle. Head down the valley. Who knows? If you've got maybe kids looking at college, they want to go check out Oregon State for the day. Eugene, you can go play golf. Let them go nuts for a few hours and go pick them up and see what they think. Anyway, thanks again to Dan for that. When we come back, a few thoughts on Wyndham Clark and the new CEO of the PGA Tour, the new man in charge, taking over for Jay Monahan. As we wrap things up, it's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.